A local artist on the autism scale has become an international sensation with his freeform drawings. Greg Whalen reports on the Unusual Gallery in Brookline, where he does his work.
Gateway Arts is a nonprofit arts center that promotes the careers of artists with intellectual disabilities. Probably about 100 show up at its holiday fair, some looking for gifts and bargains, especially among the crafts and clothing.
Really fantastic work. I'm seeing a lot of like sweaters over in the corner and on this table that I think outside of the space you would see them for a lot more than like $40. It's like amazing.
It's so unique. Everything's really special and it's all great.
The paintings and drawings on display, some abstract, some more representational, are what the art world has taken to calling outsider art, or naive, or self-taught art. Gateway Artistic Director Stephen DeFranzo says this type of work is moving more and more into the mainstream.
There are many, many collectors who look for this kind of work because it tends to be very much from the heart. And work without any kind of intellectual barriers to it very often has a lot of emotional content.
Gateway provides studio space for 100 artists. Among them is 53-year-old Roger Swike. His family were my neighbors growing up in Dorchester.
Roger, it's me again.
Roger has autism. His work is well known in the world of outsider art. He's busily coloring and drawing on large sheets of paper. He uses black and white ballpoint pens and colored pencils. Roger is very prolific.
So, Roger, you're working on more than one drawing at a time.
Stephen DeFranzo helps with the interview because Roger is essentially nonverbal. Nonetheless, words fill his work. Words, letters, names, labels, even commercial logos. They're often ordered in a ladder of patterns and grids.
What's this one about? It looks kind of like a pool table. Is that what it is?
It looks like the bowling alley.
The bowling alley. Okay.
Roger keeps a radio at his elbow. He turns it off reluctantly for the interview. Names of performers from his favorite retro rock station often pour into his drawings.
And what's this?
Donna Summer.
Donna Summer, yes.
He's a very talented boy.
Will Buckley has known Roger for more than 40 years. They met when Buckley was a counselor at the Mass Mental Health Center.
Roger could sit, and he would look at the TV screen, and he would be able to draw it. It was a cartoon type of the picture, but it was perfect.
40 years later, those drawings have become famous. Again, Stephen DeFranzo.
He has had quite a career over the years. He has shown in New York, recently shown in Los Angeles.
Roger's future is what Gateway's Ray Edelson says she wants for all the studio's artists.
It is to help individuals with disabilities fulfill themselves, write the story of their life in a very individualistic way that emphasizes their abilities and talents, not their disabilities.
Roger astonishes us by blurting out 4 words.
I love this place.
You do?
Well.
You love Gateway?
Oh, yes.
Do you like working here, Roger?
Yes, I like working here, please. I want to put back on the music, please.
Okay.
With that, Roger returns to the turbulent world of his mind, full of words, signs, and wonders. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Greg Wayland.